Wasn't it bad enough that he had to sit at the table in front of a disgusting plate filled with sprouts and peas instead of the chips and pizza he had begged Dad to cook for dinner? Did he really have to listen to Peter droning on as well? This was torture. This was a cruel and unusual punishment. Did any child in the world ever suffer as much as Henry? It was so unfair. Mum and Dad wouldn't let him play the killer boy rats during dinner, but now they wanted to force him to listen to Peter read his stupid story. Peter wrote the world's worst stories. If they weren't about fairies, they were about kittens or butterflies or little elves that helped humans with their chores. His last one was all about the stupid adventures of Peter's favourite plastic sheep, Fluff Puff, and the terrible day his pink and yellow nose turned blue. The king of the sheep had to come and wave his magic hoof to change it back. Henry shuddered just remembering. And then Henry had shouted that a woodsman who really fancied a lamb chop had nabbed Fluff Puff. And then Mum and Dad had sent him to his room. Perfect Peter unfolded his piece of paper and cleared his throat. My story is called Butterfly Fairies Paint the Rainbow, said Peter. Said Henry. What a lovely title, said Mum. She glared at Henry. Can't wait to hear it, said Dad. Stop playing with your food, Henry, he added, as horrid Henry started squishing peas under his knife.
Once upon a time, there lived 7 butterfly fairies. There was one for every colour of the rainbow. Dance and prance. Prance and dance went the butterfly fairies every day.
Henry groaned. Well, that's just copying Daffy and her dancing daisies.
I'm not copying, said Perfect Peter.
R2.
I'm not.
Don't be horrid, Henry, said Mum. Peter, that's a lovely story so far. Go on, what happens next?
The butterfly fairies also kept the rainbow lovely and shiny. Each fairy polished their own colour every day. But one day, the butterfly fairies looked up at the sky. Whoopsie daisy! All the colours had fallen off the rainbow.
Call the police, said horrid Henry.
Mum, Henry keeps interrupting me, wailed Peter.
Stop it, Henry, said Mum.
The fairies ran to tell their queen what had happened, read Peter. All the colours of the rainbow fell down, cried the butterfly fairies. Oh no! Oh woe! Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo!
Scratch! Scrape! Horrid Henry started grinding his knife into his plate. Stop that, Henry, said Dad.
I'm just eating my dinner, said Henry.
He sighed loudly.
You're always telling me to use my knife, and now I am, and you tell me to stop.
Perfect Peter raised his voice.
Don't cry, butterfly fairies, said the Queen. We'll just scrape.
Horrid Henry scraped louder.
Wailed Peter. He's trying to ruin my story.
There's nothing to ruin, said Henry. Be quiet, Henry, said Dad. I don't want to hear another word out of you. Henry burped. Henry, I'm warning you.
I didn't say anything, said Henry. Mum, I'm just getting to the really exciting bit, said Peter. Henry's spoiling it.
Go on, Peter. We're all listening, said Mum.
Don't cry, butterflies, said the Queen.